WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The Rolling Stones' first studio album since 1989 is just out today. It's called Voodoo Lounge. Beginning August 1st, the Stones will start a worldwide tour to promote the album. Here's rock critic Ken Tucker's review. I was a butcher, caught in a meat. My hands were bloody, I'm dying on my feet. I was a surgeon, till I stopped to shake. I was a falling, but you put on the brake. Hey, hey, you got me rocking now. Hey, hey, you got me rocking now. Hey, hey.
In the 80s, the Rolling Stones tended to get in a mood and play it out over the course of an album. They were Randy on Tattoo You, Weary on Undercover, Bitter on Dirty Work, for instance. On Voodoo Lounge, however, producer Don Was doesn't permit these still spunky old fogies such self-indulgence. As he did with Bonnie Raitt, Was insists that these veteran musicians ring fresh changes on a variety of familiar styles. Frequently, this strategy works.
Well, I said from the first, I'm the worst kind of guy for you to be around. Tear me apart, baby, including this heart that is true, and never ever let you down. You shouldn't stick. Anyway, get out, kid.
That's Keith Richards pouring his heart out in a song called The Worst. Voodoo Lounge features particularly strong work from Richards, both on guitar and vocals. He really sounds like a geezer who's been revitalized. This is the first Stones album recorded since bassist Bill Wyman quit the band. His place is taken here by Darryl Jones, who delivers a workmanlike, understandably humble performance. This ends up emphasizing the other half of the rhythm section, drummer Charlie Watts. It's a cliche by now to call Watts the best drummer in rock and roll, but really, listen to his playing on Sparks Will Fly and tell me that's not true. As for Mick Jagger, well, I'd say he's at his best when his jaded cynicism is given free rein, as it is on that song and another called I Go Wild. But even Jagger recognizes that being cruel and lewd has its limits after 30 years or so, and some of his best moments here at least feign tender concern awfully well. If there's any hoodoo involved in Voodoo Lounge, it's that the Stones sound spunkier, more engaged, than most bands half their age.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for Entertainment Weekly.